morning. We are the Spring Cross-Cultural Group that went to Guatemala and Cuba, and we're happy to share what we did with you this semester today.
Countries visited, 3.
Cakes eaten in Cuba, 8.
Tattoos received, 4.
Hours of Spanish class, 123.
Tortillas consumed by group, 4,301.
Average wake-up time during Spanish classes, 6:19 a.m.
Rounds of Dutch Blitz played during Panchita's Spanish class, 41.
Group members who didn't get sick, 0.
Times Punch Buggy No Punch Back was called in Cuba, 96.
Irrelevant emails sent to the group, 16,940.
Turtles at the Turtle Reserve, 1.
Price of a payphone in Guatemala, 3 cents.
Bus fare in Guatemala, 13 cents.
Price of a personal pizza in Cuba, 42 cents.
Number of times the electricity went out while watching a horror movie, 13.
Movies watched from an iPod propped on a TV, 1.
Number of times Joel, Josh, and Josiah were catcalled by a truckload of men, 1.
Exorcisms witnessed, 1.
Group members who beat cancer, 1.
Woo! Card games played, 29.
Longest commute to school, 1 hour and 30 minutes.
Height of an average group member, 5'8".
Height of an average Guatemalan, 5'1".
Cuban cigars purchased, 102.
Airplanes ridden, 25.
Number of times we turned around mid-flight, 2.
Ears pierced, 11.
Ears pierced professionally, 0.
Cash taken into Guatemala, $40,000.
Bug bites on Liza's face, 17.
Number of photos taken, 27,484.
Number of selfies taken by Emily, 2,341.
Students, 20.
Leaders, 4.
Family, 1.
The first 7 weeks, we stayed with host families in Guatemala City. Everyone had different experiences. Some were good and some weren't so good. In my case, I had a great experience. My host mom's name was Betty, and she was one of the most loving people I've ever met. She would wake up at 4 in the morning to pray for the group, and she called everyone her sons and daughters. She would also offer to give everyone a ride to and from school.
One example of this was one morning. Usually, Betty and Janae would pick up Sarah and I, and take us to Anna's house, where we'd meet Jen and walk to school. On this day, though, we were getting ready to leave for a weekend trip, and since we had all of our bags, Betty insisted on driving us. So we all piled into her Toyota Starlet, or as Betty called it, her miracle. Now this car was one of a kind. There was a hole in the floor in the back where we could see the road underneath us, and seatbelts were non-existent. And every time we would go over a speed bump, we could feel the speed bump push up on the floor of the car, especially when we had this many people in the car. So we were driving to school, and we saw Leanna on the side of the road walking to school.
Oh, wow. Is there space back there?
No room.
Come on, Leanna.
So we all piled in the car and drove to school, and after a couple more speed bumps, we got there, to which we all climbed out of the car, and each gave Betty a hug and a kiss.
We read a book called Buried Secret, which gave us an insight into the Guatemalan Civil War, in which 200,000 were killed or disappeared by the Guatemalan State Army.
During the Civil War, the Guatemalan Mayan population suffered the most, as the Guatemalan State military's presence took over the country. The guerrilla army force-recruited Mayan men and women and men and boys in efforts to combat the military occupation and violence. As the war between these two groups grew more violent and oppressive, the Mayan people were forced to flee to the mountains and leave behind everything in order to escape death and torture. After 36 years of civil war, the peace accords were signed. However, survivors and their families are still fighting for truth to be told and the justice to be served. while the guilty are still continuing to walk free. Not only did we read about these testimonies, but we also got to have the chance to talk with survivors themselves. We heard many of their testimonies, including women from a Mayan indigenous village who worked in a co-op. These widows told us their stories, and in particular, one woman named Maria told us her story, and both her and her husband had actually been forcibly taken from their homes, and they were never seen again. Her story reflects the common reality survivors, reflects the story of the common reality survivors during the Guatemalan Civil War.
We also spoke with an organization called Forensic Anthropology Foundation of Guatemala that works with recovering the victims from the clandestine mass graves, identifying the bodies, and returning the bodies to families to properly bury their loved ones. These testimonies and organizations allowed us to better understand Guatemalan history and current realities and why Guatemala is the way it is today.
So after we finished our Spanish school, we had a final project that was called a clasura. It was basically a way for us to be creative and summarize everything that we had learned during our Spanish classes and through other events. So we have a couple examples that we're going to share for you guys.
Hola, mama.
Hola.
Hi, mom.
Puedo llevar...
Can I wear...
Llamar...
Call...
Lavar?
Wash?
Sí.
Yeah.
Puedo lavar mi...
Can I wash my...
Ropa?
Clothes?
Sí, ropa.
Yeah, clothes.
Puedo lavar mi ropa.
Can I wash my clothes?
Sí, sure. No problema.
¿Hay sopa para mi ropa?
Is there soup for my clothes?
Sopa?
Soup?
Sí, sopa.
Yeah, soup.
Jabón?
Soap?
Sí, jabón.
Sure, soap.
¿Tienes hambre?
Sure, are you hungry?
Hombre?
A man?
Sí, tengo un novio.
Yeah, I got a boyfriend.
¿Él está en Estados Unidos?
Yeah, he's from the United States.
Hombre, not hombre.
Hunger, not man.
Oh, hombre, sí. Oh, quiero hombre. Cena, por favor.
Yeah, can I have dinner?
Estoy embarazada.
I'm really pregnant.
¿Qué?
What?
¿Embarazada?
Pregnant?
Did you know you?
From your boyfriend?
No, no, no. Un momento.
No. Sorry, just a second.
Avergonzada.
I'm embarrassed.
Oh.
Speaking to a Spanish speaker, method one.
¿Escuchaste de las noticias esta mañana?
Sí.
Había un desastre, había un terremoto en Ecuador
sí.
Y muchas personas murieron.
Sí.
¿Sabes cuántas personas murieron?
Sí.
Method 2.
¿Has escondido a dónde vas para viaje libre?
Huh?
¿Has escondido a dónde vas para viaje libre?
Slower?
¿Has escogido a dónde vas a ir por viaje libre?
¿Vasa? ¿A cup?
Mira, no. Vas a ir. Vas a ir.
Oh, ¿y qué es escogido?
¿Decidido?
Oh, no.
Sí, sí.
So the first time we rode the bus, we did not think that we would fit onto the bus. But after 7 weeks of riding the bus, we knew we would fit no matter what.
first day with our host families, they served us eggs and beans for dinner. It was weird.
Gracias.
It was also weird to have eggs and beans again for breakfast the next morning. But after 7 weeks of eggs and beans, we expected to eat them, and we would be shocked if we got anything different.
What is this? Is there a party? Gracias.
When we first had tortillas, we would only eat one.
¿Quieres tortillas? Sí, gracias.
Now, if we are offered tortillas, we take and eat at least 7.
¿Quieres tortillas?
Sí. Are there any more?
No, that's all of them.
Ah, puchica. And the first cold shower? And after 7 weeks, we hoped we would get used to it, but... it was still the same.
Recently in Guatemala, there have been a variety of different protests that involve governmental change. Just before our arrival in Guatemala, there was a peaceful overthrow of the former president, which many people thought wasn't possible. A new president was elected and eventually inaugurated on the day that we arrived in Guatemala.
In addition to the presidential overthrow, military officials who had committed major human rights violations during the Civil War and had previously been granted immunity are now being put on trial. For example, Mayan women were forced to serve the Guatemalan soldiers, cooking them food, washing their clothes, and serving as sex slaves. In 2014, two ex-military soldiers were finally arrested. This was the first criminal trial having to do with sexual violence during Guatemala's armed conflict. At first, people were very hopeful with the new president and what changes could be made. But towards the end of the trip, Guatemalan people were getting frustrated with the lack of change. It's clear that there's still a lot of work to be done within the Guatemalan government. However, after talking with the Guatemalan people, we can see that progress will continue to be made.
When we completed our Spanish studies at Casas, it was time for spring break. This looks a lot different when you're studying outside of the country. We had the opportunity to plan our own independent travel week where we could travel and learn about a new area of the region. Some groups left Guatemala and headed to Belize, while others stayed in Guatemala and further explored the culture and people.
So for our free travel, we decided to go on an experimental ecotourism hike, which led us to backcountry Guatemala and hiking 26 miles of trails that we never want to see again in our lives.
Especially not in these mud boots.
I wonder what other boots are doing.
Oh, Liza, you can see your sunburn again.
I don't want to talk about it. It hurts.
Yeah, should we not spend the whole day at the beach tomorrow?
Nah.
I wonder what the other baby.
Why is there so much mud?
How was this one?
It was great. How was snorkeling?
So
amazing.
So what do you guys want to do the rest of the day?
Hang out at the beach.
Why not?
Sounds good to me. I wonder what the other group is doing.
That wooden bed sure was comfy.
Hey, today. I hear it's gorgeous day.
Oh my gosh, let's go hiking. And then we can float down the river. It's gonna be awesome.
Okay, cool.
Whoa, Leanna, look! It's a bridge.
Whoa.
We should jump off of it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it's totally safe.
Okay,
let's go.
I wonder what the other group is doing.
Three.
Four.
Six.
Pass.
Ten.
King.
Pass.
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 What three guys are doing?
Who cares? Let's put on the water slide again.
Well, guys, at least we went hiking.
Yeah, at least we went hiking.
So after free travel, we split up for 10 days and all did different kinds of service learning all over Guatemala. And Jess and I had the opportunity to go to Santiago and volunteer with a program called ADISA, which is a school for children with special needs and an all-days life skill program.
So for the first few days, we sat in with teachers and kids in the classrooms, helping out with, when we could, do our limited Spanish, and their first language being Sichupil. So after a few days, we had gotten the hang of sitting in the classrooms doing random hand signs or whatever we could. On the second to last day, one of the teachers entrusted us with 12 kids to do whatever we wanted to do. We had four students in wheelchairs that we had seated at a table, and we thought we were good after we gave them paper and pencils and paint and thought that, oh, they'll be fine, they'll be fine. Then we were more focused on the other eight kids who were running around the yard throwing paint at one another. About 10 minutes later,
I decided we should probably count heads just to make sure we're doing okay. So I asked Jess, I was like, we had four kids at the wheelchair table, right?
Yeah, there was four.
Yeah, there's only three. So we frantically started looking around the gated school.
Gated.
And could not find them anywhere. So I went back to Jess, and we didn't really know what to do because she was busy taking care of, like, eight kids in a paint fight. So we decided to just wait it out. Luckily, about 10 minutes later, he came rolling back and just, like, very unaware of the fact that he had just been lost for 10 minutes.
So needless to say, we started and ended the day with the same number of kids, and we will consider that a success.
So after Guatemala, we had the wonderful fortune of going to visit Cuba at a very historic time in the island's history. So the U.S. Embassy had just opened a year ago, and we missed the momentous presidential visit by only 3 days. It was a wonderful time to visit everyone, and everyone seemed so full of excitement and welcomed us with very open arms.
So after spending the first 2 weeks of our time in Cuba in the city of Havana, we made a 5-day trip to the Zapata wetlands and Varadero. While we were in the Zapata wetlands, we visited a crocodile breeding farm where we were all able to hold a crocodile. We swam in a cave, helped to clean up the beach, and visited Playa Jaron, where the Bay of Pigs invasion occurred. Unfortunately, we were unable to visit the actual beach where the invasion occurred, but we were able to hear from a Cuban historian about the events that occurred on that day in history.
After 3 days in the Zapata wetlands, we left to go to Varadero, which is home to one of the most beautiful beaches in the world. We spent 2 days there, relaxing on the beach, swimming, shopping, dancing, and enjoying the Cuban atmosphere. The last evening that we were there, we all took turns riding in a 1949 convertible, which took us to a place called the House of the Beatles. At the House of the Beatles, there was a live band playing classic rock music, which we were able to dance to. The next day, we returned to Havana to wrap up our time in Cuba.
While in Cuba, we got the chance to take singing and dancing lessons with some local university students. They taught us a very popular song, Guantanamera. After we learned the song, it seemed to follow us everywhere. So today we thought we would sing the chorus for you. Feel free to join in with the beat and sing along if you'd like.
Guantanamera. Guantanamera.
Before leaving for Guatemala, we learned that Nathan would not be able to join us until later in the semester due to health reasons. We were prepared to have Elaine travel back to the States whenever she was needed at home, and we knew that Ann Hirschberger would be stepping in. 2 weeks into the semester, that time came. Elaine left, and Ann made her way to Guatemala. This semester taught us how to continuously be flexible and resilient, and Ann, you were a great example when showing those traits. We appreciate you and are so thankful for your willingness to come and be with us in the midst of all your own things back here in Harrisonburg. Here is a small token of our appreciation for you and what you did for us.
We want to give a special thank you to Maria Martin for being so willing to join us as a leader for our group on such short notice a week before leaving. You have been such a constant this past semester, especially with being very helpful with advice, giving comfort, or just being a great listener. Your graceful presence has shown so much on this trip, as well as your great openness with everyone. These past 3 months have been quite the adventure, and it has been such a joy having you here to experience it with us. And we got you a little gift basket, what we don't have right now, but.
And finally, we would like to thank our fearless leaders, Nathan and Elaine. As we mentioned, we started off with just Elaine for the first 7 weeks, and she jumped in with just boldness and excitement and just never seemed to let all the stress get to her. You led us beautifully in Guatemala and advised us, and we were so happy when Nathan got to join us for the last 7 weeks. Guatemala and Cuba showed us countless examples of resilience, but we had the best example with you guys the whole time, and we just wanted to say thank you. And as a gift of our appreciation, we have a flower and also gift cards for you guys so you can go release some of the stress from the past semester with massages, because we know how much you loved it.
Upon returning to Guatemala, as we were looking around in University Commons, we noticed all of the country flags. We did not notice a Guatemalan flag, so as a group, we decided to sponsor one, and there will soon be a Guatemalan flag in University Commons.